In the middle years of the twinning, especially the 50s to the 90s, many small groups exchanged with their counterparts in Hanover.
My name's Gareth Hodgkinson, and I was with the Bristol Youth Band. I took up playing in school, and as I said, the first year I'd been playing, Hanover Band came over, the Organ Bass Orchestra, so we went to stay with them. And we played a piece, I just remember, a piece called Tyrolean and Tubas, which went down a storm. But it's a universal language, which is music.
Mary, now Wotton, was Evans. Well, my father had a tremendous amount to do with the Bristol-Hanover Exchange. I think at least four or five times every year we had people from Hanover staying with us, and my father would go to Hanover maybe twice a year, each time taking a group of young people with him. And the first time I went was 1953. My sister also went, and friends of ours went, and we made friends as well. Everything to my father was all in the cause of youth, because he felt if the youth learnt the right way to live, the world would be a better place.
My name's Mavis Gray, and in 1964, 65 and 66, I took part in the Bristol-Hanover Exchange. It wasn't a school group. We came from all walks of life. Some were at work, some were at college, some were at school still. In the daytime, you can talk English to the friends that you've gone on the exchange with. But in the evenings, you're obliged to use the language. It really does broaden your mind because you get a total picture of what it is like to be somebody of roughly your own age who is growing up in a city in another country in Europe, how they live, what they have for breakfast.
Hello, Peter Davey. I'm a Bristol boy. We were in Bristol Players and we had a link and it was great fun. We took a play there. A couple of years later, they would come back and do a play here. And then it went on for many an exchange. Of course, English people get away with it in Germany because most of them over there can understand the English, so we could do a play in English without any worry. They would come here and do a play in German. Therefore, we had to go round all the schools to make sure all the school students who were studying German bought a ticket. Otherwise, the whole thing collapsed.
My name is Martin Jefford. Our connection with Hanover was that I belonged to Kensington Baptist Church on Stapleton Road. It was 1965 when Hanover Baptist Church came to Bristol and we found that we were doctrinally similar. And so they felt very at home at our church. And of course, being hospitable, they invited us as a church to go back in 1967.
My name's Lynn McAlevey. We answered an advertisement in the Bristol Evening Post requesting a host family for a mother and her child. And we thought, oh, that might be quite nice. My husband and myself both spoke German. And Uta Johansson arrived with her daughter, Christina. Christina was 11 at the time. The reason that they had come was that Uta herself had come to Bristol as an 11-year-old and had had such a fantastic experience that she wanted her daughter, Christina, to experience it as well. And we visited them a couple of years later, and that was my first visit to Hanover.
Most exchanges involved staying with host families, and memories are still strong.
When we arrived in Hanover, we were met by the various families that we were going to stay with, and they were extremely kind.
We stayed with a family, and we got on very well with them. I can remember eating Frankfurters a lot.
The mother made time to take me on little visits with their daughter. We went to a Volkswagen factory. We went to Balzen biscuit factory. That's still my favourite biscuit, the one that is a biscuit on one side and chocolate on the other sort of thing.
I mean, when I first went there was funny little things. It was the first place I saw sugar cubes wrapped in paper. They used to put a little doily in your saucer before they put the cup down. I'd never seen that before. Got slightly different ways of life, haven't they?
Marina Dolman.
We have little ways that are so different. Like in Germany, it's polite to keep your hands on the table when you're eating. In England, it's more polite to keep them on your lap. Silly little things like that. But I mean, it's just interesting.
Yes.
People were very good to me. I had a great time in Hanover. I really enjoyed it.